Good morning and God bless everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. It's July 6th and I'm on a roll with audio sharings, but God has just inspired me something. I was listening to one of Lawrence's recently archived sharing about a true desire of the heart. And I was just thinking about leaven and that a little leaven leavens the whole lump, that verse of scripture. I'm not sure where it is. Somewhere in the epistles, but a little leaven leavens the whole lump. And I believe it was talking about being unequally yoked together with unbelievers. I'm not sure about that. But anyway, I was just thinking about leaven, and I wondered, my personal definition of leaven was yeast, and I thought, well, I wonder if that's really what it is. And it's true. Leaven is a raising agent, and it's added to things like doughs and batters to cause a chemical reaction that lightens up and softens the mixture. That's according to Wikipedia, which we all know is the source for truth. But it's pretty interesting to me to have looked at this, and I just wanted to share some of the inspirations that God gave me about leaven. And there are different types of leaven, and some leavens cause a reaction of if they're added straight away to the dough. Like when I used to try to make bread, I was terrible at it. Bambi's much better at it than I'll ever be. But I used to add yeast, a packet of yeast, along with a little bit of sugar to the dough that I was making. And it was supposed to make the dough rise, and then you knead it down, and then you put it back into a warm place, and it raises again, starts that little like a physical chemical reaction to the dough. And so there's some yeast, I think, that acts pretty quickly, and then there's other leaven types of leaven. There's other types of leaven that actually work over time, and they eventually create the desired result of the what the leaven intended to do. And I was just thinking that about leaven in that sense that, there's some things that when we if we allow them into our lives, they have an immediate negative effect, or they have an immediate positive effect. And then there's other things that over time, they just kind of either whittle away at our faith, or over time, they increase our faith and allow us to walk more perfectly with God and be more blessed. And I just was really inspired by thinking about this. And I don't know if in the scheme of things that leaven can have both a positive or a negative connotation, but it seems to me that it does. And so I think the bottom line and what God is inspiring me to really focus on is that what we allow into our lives, whether it's people, whether it's a thought, whether it's an action, what we allow to take place in our lives, in our minds, in our hearts, and in our actions, and in our interactions, can work great good for us, and it can also possibly work the opposite. And what we want to do as believers is to make sure that what we pay attention to and what we value are the things that God wants us to value. And what we desire is what God's desire is. Because we know as Christian believers that when we walk with God and go forward with God and make sure that our thoughts track with godly thoughts, our actions track with godly actions, and we align ourselves with people who desire the same thing and who are diligent to be faithful to think the thoughts of God and act upon the things that God puts in their heart to do. When we align ourselves with people like that, then we can only grow and become spiritually strong. And so that was a great inspiration for me today to think about. And I just encourage you to do the same thing. And in the scripture, it says for us to examine ourselves to see whether we're in the faith. Well, I think if you examine your thoughts, examine your actions, and examine who you hook up with or don't hook up with, and the reason and the motivation behind your actions like that in your interactions. I think if we do that, if we examine ourselves, that God will give us the wisdom that we need, and then He also gives us the strength to do the right thing and to stay put and stay faithful. And so I just want to bring it back to the five things that we know are so important for us to do. We know that these things are God's desire for our lives, speaking in tongues much, speaking by the Spirit of God, and I add to it living by the Spirit of God, because we walk by faith and not by sight. That's how we are to walk. Then honoring God with the first fruits of our substance and our increase, and doing it every time that you have the opportunity, so that it's not hit or miss, or you don't allow the leaven of negative thoughts to interfere with that and cause you to miss the mark and cause you to miss the great benefit that God wants for you. And then praying for laborers. God wants us to do that. It's important for us to continue to have the vision of the laborers in our lives, and that this is what God has called us to do, to reconcile men, women, and children to God, and to minister his wonderful love and healing to them, so that they can know God as we know God. And then, of course, make our connections. The connections are so important, as Van so appropriately says often. Connection is huge. It really is. And you know, if you cannot be transparent with your minister, then what does that say about the thoughts and actions and interactions that you have allowed into your life? You know, it's so important. It is such a thing to do that demonstrates your humbleness before God, that you're willing to lay bare your life before someone that God has entrusted to minister to you, to in a special function. And that's the importance of it. And the benefit of it when you do it is enormous. Let me tell you, I speak from experience. There's been so many times when I've been caught up in something that is, you know, that is causing me pain and causing me to be distracted. And then when I discuss it with Lawrence, he is always, and he Lawrence is my minister. So when I discuss it with Lawrence, and I bring it before Lawrence after I've gone to God about it, and I still need help, then you know that's my cue that I'm to go to God. I'm to go to my minister. That's God's cue to me. If he and I are not working it out together, God and I are not working it out together, or I need help, that's what Lawrence is for. He is the minister. He has the gift ministries to help. And if we don't take advantage of that, then you're missing out big time, and you're wasting time, because the more time you spend spinning your wheels, the less time you have to get yourself back on track with God. And God desires us to stay on track with Him, and He's made this wonderful connection available to us to have and to benefit from. So that's my encouragement to y'all, to just take advantage of these things that God has made available for us to do, because the works that God has for us to do can only benefit us if we take advantage of them. And we can only benefit if we allow ourselves to take in the godly leaven into our lives, the godly thoughts, the godly actions, and the godly interactions with our Heavenly Father. Those are the things that will help us to grow and be strong believers in Him. So that's my encouragement for today. And I just wish everybody a wonderful, God-blessed day. And you know, it says that the fruit of righteousness is sown of them who make peace. So let's make peace. Let's make peace in our own lives. Let's allow the good, godly leaven into our lives and make peace with ourselves. And then we can walk in peace and we can sow righteousness. Amazing stuff, guys. So God bless you. I love you. You are the best.